Interesting. That familiar theme. Welcome to 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
It's weird to say it, but yeah, that's where we're at.
It's even more weird to type it because I've been uploading broadcasts and I'm having to tell my fingers to not, because I was just used to doing the 2-3 right beside each other.
Yeah. You know?
So I'm having to skip a number.
Yeah, but I hope everybody had a great new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, a great New Year's. Well, I trust you were in church if you were physically able.
And, yeah.
And understand Lord blessed in the watch night services that I've heard about.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a great time Sunday night. Had a started about 7 o'clock, had 6 preachers go through.
And amen.
It was certainly the Lord blessed, and we had a wonderful time. Good messages, and we had the Lord's Supper at midnight under candlelight, so
amen.
It was really, really good.
Amen.
Starting off the new year just right.
Yeah, and we appreciate you letting us be a part of your 2023.
Yeah.
And we trust that you'll welcome us back in 2024.
Yeah, I saw Brother Lamar. He posted something that's interesting. I didn't really put it together until I saw what Brother Lamar Whittemore said. You know, we started 2023 on a Sunday. January 1st of last year was on a Sunday. And, of course, you know, December 31st was on a Sunday.
Right.
So we had bookend Sundays, you know, for the whole year 2023. That's pretty unusual.
That's a good bookend.
I mean, I know it happens every 7 or 8 years or so, but still, that's kind of a good way to begin it.
Amen.
Good way to end it, and a good way to start it off this year.
And this is leap year.
That's right.
I went to double check. So we have a February 29th.
Very good.
And the reason I was checking is Share-a-thon. We're planning already. Of course, it's going to be upon us shortly.
Yeah.
And if Daniel's listening, he'll tell us exactly down to the second. But I was looking for the dates, and I thought, what's odd about that? And then I did some checking. So Share-a-thon of 2024, our rally service will be on Sunday night, the 25th of February, and we will go through Sunday, the 3rd of March.
Very good.
Here before we know it.
When do you celebrate your birthday if you're born on the 29th?
That would maybe somebody that's listening.
When do you celebrate?
Had a birthday.
Maybe your birthday's
actually born on the 29th. Yeah. I've heard that you could do either, but I don't know that that's true.
I'm sure it's either. It's okay either way.
Yeah.
Some people celebrate their birthday every day.
That's right.
Have cake every day.
That is a good motto to live by. Your doctor might not agree, but Well, we've got. We'll take a look at some meetings. We've got some coming up here in the next little bit. So we want to invite you, if you've got a special jubilee or revival coming up or anything, let us know. We'll get that in Carolina calendar.
Yeah.
Kind of as we get in the first part of the year, we're updating everything. And so we did that with Swap Shop items. So if you don't hear your item read and you want us to continue, give us a call.
Yeah.
Email
love to
us.
Do that for you.
Yeah. Well, I welcome the new year with a new cold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just, I believe I've got just the good old cold, winter cold.
Sometimes given what we've had to deal with, you know, a good old cold might not be such a, I mean, you kind of welcome that. You can, You know, yeah. as long as you're able to function and not feel the aches, I guess.
Yeah, I don't have any body aches. Yeah. I don't have my head hurt just a little bit. It's just congestion, but no fever, nothing like that. And I already had the flu and strep back, you know, before Christmas.
Yep, yep.
So if I sound a little congested, it's because I am a little congested. Mm-hmm. And I've got Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah.
And that's really gone up in price.
I hadn't had to buy any
Vicks Vapor Rub in a while. And I was like, wow, and that's still the little bottle too. Mm. So, but anyhow, please forgive my voice, and I'll try to cut my mic off if I have to sneeze or cough.
Yeah, you're all right. It'll be okay.
I'll apologize in advance if that happens. I was looking at the forecast, and a lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah.
We had a really warm 2023.
No doubt.
I think it's the third warmest on record, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave the average degrees. But, you know, December was very mild. We had a couple of cold days, but very mild. But they say we're going to go into 2024, which we're in now. The first 7 days of January will be colder than normal.
And
so
boy,
we did the big swing.
Boy, howdy was it yesterday.
The wind was from the Arctic regions, it felt like.
I took, you know, of course, we were, you know, the we appreciate those who work over the holidays, and Miss Lydia covered for us yesterday. So I took the day to be outside.
Oh, goodness.
Because I had some things I needed to get done knowing the weather that's coming.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of spiffy up and kind of straighten up the yard and get a bunch of things accomplished. And boy, howdy, did it was, I mean, I had like triple layers on yesterday, and the wind would just almost cut right through you. So I went in the house when I got done yesterday afternoon, and my face was on fire.
Because
I got good old fashioned windburnt yesterday. So the winds yesterday were pretty stiff, and we're going to see those return. I think on Thursday they're going to get a little bit of a wind event possibly on Thursday. Not major, but with when you combine it with 40 degree temperatures and winds at 18 miles an hour, it's going to feel like low 20s.
It is. So, and that wind, a layer is the best thing to do when you're looking. And so we've got kind of two areas that we're watching in the next week.
Okay.
One is Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
Okay.
And according to the National Weather Service, I went and checked to make sure I had the most up to date. This is the latest from them. Light snow may, I want to stress may, occur Wednesday night into Thursday morning. We've got a low pressure system that's tracking south of us, and they're not really thinking that this is going to be very impactful. That's what they're saying.
Alrighty.
But then, so, you know, we'll watch it, and they're watching it. So then let's move forward a couple of days.
Okay.
There is a stronger low-pressure system that's going to move through the southern Appalachian region Friday night and Saturday.
Okay.
And this system will bring a better chance of a wintry mix with some accumulating snow and ice possible Friday night and Saturday.
Okie dokie.
I know it's this week, but here in the mountains, things change so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're watching systems, and that's what we do. We just kind of put the radar out there in the winter months and watch, say, a week ahead. And they've been chattering about this weekend for a while.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see. And I would say by Thursday,
they'll
have a better idea if and what it's going to do for us. But they're saying that this system's going to come up, it's coming out of the Gulf.
Yeah.
That it will sweep up and give New York and some of the areas, they've been almost 2 years that they have not received an inch of snow.
Yeah.
1 inch of measurable snow.
Mm-hmm.
So they think it's going to end that streak because they'll get several inches in the upper part. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But the one thing is we head into winter. I had this before Christmas, but just didn't work out for us to talk about it. But you're going to hear a lot of different terms in the wintertime, especially, that impacts you and kind of, you know, what you're planning and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And, the mountain yesterday was beautiful up on top of Shuford.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, the last word I got, Brother Wayne, to answer your question, the crane is in place.
Yeah, from what I understand, I just got this from Miss Kim a few moments ago, that they have the two sections that are set and they're working on the decks.
Okay.
So it's moving along quite well. from what I understand.
So today, and Pastor, yeah, Lord willing,
yeah,
will be in the chair this afternoon, mm-hmm, at 5:15 for drive time.
Yeah.
And he'll have an update for you. But as far as I know, again, according to Miss Kim, everything is going well. Thank you for praying, and please continue to.
They're out in the cold. And right now, up on that mountain, even though we're sitting, what, about 40 degrees.
We're 42 right now.
Yeah, I would imagine it's still in the mid-30s up on the hill.
Yep.
So pray for the crew that's up there working in that.
Yeah, and then pray that
the
moisture
safe.
And any kind of weather will hold off. If it's going to come, that they'll give them tomorrow another day in the dry.
Yeah.
But we've got the winter forecast is where I was going. You've got all the different things that people talk about. Of course, we know a warning means that it's imminent.
Mm-hmm.
A watch means that it's kind of possible.
Yep.
An outlook means we're watching something that may occur in the next 3 to 7 days.
All right.
Wind chill warning, that means that wind chills are expected to be at a level that they consider hazardous to life within several minutes of exposure.
Mm.
We have had these in our area.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have them often, but we can't rule that out. Winter weather advisories, we again talked about that they're not 100% sure, but they're pretty positive.
Yeah.
Dense fog's limiting your visibility. So here's where we get snow.
Okay.
We've got all the different aspects. Flurries, no accumulation. We're just going to see it. Maybe a light dusting, especially on the grass.
Yeah.
Snow showers, they may fall in various intensities, but very little accumulation with snow showers.
Okay.
Blowing snow is just that. Here we go. Sleet.
Yeah.
Sleet and freezing rain.
Yeah.
They're different.
Two different animals, yeah.
Sleet is rain that freezes into pellets.
Yep.
Before it reaches the ground, and it will hit the ground and bounce many times.
Right.
You'll see it. It's sleeting. Freezing rain, on the other hand, is the rain that falls onto a surface that's temperature is below freezing,
mm-hmm,
and it causes that raindrop to freeze on contact.
Yeah.
On trees, cars, power lines.
So that literally tells you, you know, the difference is if you've got the sleet, the colder air is higher, okay, which means that it's already frozen before up in the clouds it starts to come down. But then the warmer air aloft is when you'll get the rain, then turning into freezing rain. And then that's when you get the major accumulations. Now, I've seen some pictures from out west, you know, where they've had some pretty significant sleet.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get a pretty good covering.
Yeah.
And I've seen it accumulate, but not in the areas of where freezing rain. Freezing rain is kind of our major enemy around here.
It is.
From a hazardous driving power issue, all those kind of things, because it will take down trees, it will take down power lines, it takes down power poles, it makes driving almost nearly impossible. And
no matter how good a driver you are, or what kind of vehicle you have,
I mean, you can have chains and studded tires, and you could still have issues in the freezing rain, particularly if we get those larger accumulating amounts. So with this little cold snap that we've got going on this week, it's going to cool the ground off quite considerably.
Yeah.
And being that said, we're going to have cold surfaces going into Friday. And there's where you're looking. That's why you hear the outlook.
Yep.
That's why you hear the maybe the possible, they're looking, they're watching this as it moves through to see, because the colder we get this week, the more the ambient temperature of the ground is going to be suitable for anything that touches it wet
it'll
to freeze.
It'll support something far as staying cold or frozen.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the ground's warm, it can snow, you know, for a while, and it won't accumulate. It's just the ground's too warm.
Right.
But we'll wait and see. And again, it's not to belabor the point of the weather, but it's just to let you know, there are things that when you hear the forecast it's going to snow, automatically everybody is, okay, well, let's get prepared. And that's not a bad thing.
Right.
But you also want to listen to the complete forecast when they're saying northern mountains, higher elevations. Usually they're saying 3,500 feet is the cutoff. And there are some peaks around here, like up on Jeter, I think they reach the elevation. They're very close to that. And I was looking here. Let me get back to this homepage. If we're looking at the Asheville Regional Airport, which is the closest forecast point that we have for us in Pisgah Forest, the airport is 2,165 feet.
Right.
Am I correct in that?
Yep, I think so. Yep.
And so to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
So just we'll watch it together and see what may come. But I'm if I had to pick, I would pick snow instead of freezing rain.
Oh, you better believe it.
Every day.
Yeah. And it's probably a good idea, just as you know, we talk about making preparations. It's always prepared. Mm-hmm. Good to prepare, I should say. Make sure that you have an alternative source of heat.
Yeah.
Okay. Particularly if you obviously if we live here in the mountains, you need to have an extra source of heat to some degree. If you have a whole house generator, that's even better. If you've got a generator that's going to be running a heating appliance or something in your house, you need to make sure that the generator's running properly away from your home, not near windows or doors, and make sure that that's running properly. Wood heaters the same way. If you're going to use wood heat, make sure your chimneys are cleaned.
Yeah.
Make sure all of that's done, and make sure that you're doing a good job in that area of being safe.
Yeah.
And of course, do not operate any type of those type of generators or anything inside a home or a garage or anything. Do not do that at all. And then again, if you have to hunker down. For example, if you lose power for two or three, not the same. Don't get nervous. We're not saying run out and buy milk and bread yet. But on the other hand, make sure you got plenty of food and water, those kind of things ready to go in case we have to spend two or three days without power and try to stay warm best you can. So those are just basic things that everybody needs to practice.
Pisgah Forest. Thank you, Miss Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Where our elevation?
2,100 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're in the ballpark, in the neighborhood, so we'll wait and see. And again, central, southern, northern mountains, those classifications. Here in Pisgah Forest, we are the central mountains.
Yeah.
Along with our neighbors in Henderson, Polk, Rutherford, McDowell, and Buncombe counties.
Yeah.
And then the northern mountains, it can kind of, those that border Tennessee, those kind of can be a little iffy in their classification just because of their higher elevations.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the southern mountains are to our west.
Well, I got to see it snow Friday night.
Did you?
Yeah, we were over. We took right after work Friday, I told everybody that I went close and church folk. I said, Becky and I are leaving for 24 hours. So we left. We just got in the car and drove. Well, got over to Sevierville. And by the way, people who travel 40 every day, I sympathize. Because it's a major deal going on through there. Is anyhow, I was backed up going, and I was backed up going to Tennessee, and it was backed up coming back.
Fines Creek, Iron Gap.
Yeah, it's right there. It's right there in that area near 276, in those two bridge construction zones, and so they are really working. They're working hard, and I say this because. Pastor, I've even heard Pastor talk about this on Drive Time. They've got these signs out there that it says, now they've got flashing signs out there that says, please use two lanes until the point of merging.
Okay.
The problem with that is that we've got two lanes of traffic that is trying to, from where I'm sitting to the front of the building up there, where the merge point is.
Right.
Those two lanes are running straight up to that, and then everybody's trying to get in. Now, the first one you run to going westbound, you've got the on traffic from 276 coming on. You've got the two lanes of I-40 westbound going. So you've got three lanes of merging traffic trying to get into this bottleneck. And literally, it is a bottleneck. And that being said, they keep two lanes all the way. They want to get as much traffic up to that point, and then it says on there, right on the sign, take turns.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I believe you, but
take turns merging. is what it says.
Play nice, children.
I've never seen that before in my life. Take turns merging. Turns. The problem with that is that there are people that do not take turns.
Wow.
And so I'm just kind of just bewildered at that little statement.
Take
turns merging.
Wow.
But back to the snow thing. I did see the snow up on top above Gatlinburg where it had snowed and the mountaintops were covered. Yeah. So,
And travel-wise, when we're in the winter months, if you're planning the parkway, anything up in those areas, you'll need to check ahead. You can go to the Park Service website. But if there's closed, you know, they'll have the gates closed. Mm-hmm. Most times they do, but you can still park and get out and hike or ski or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Some people do cross-country skiing across the parkway, but just be careful and make sure that somebody knows where you're going and when you plan to be back. That was one thing I caught a little story this morning. They were just saying, you know, the Park Service officials, park rangers, they're the ones that make the decision when to close the parkway.
Yeah.
And what sections to close. So they're not doing it to be a burden on you or to punish anybody, of course. They're just trying to keep people safe.
Oh, yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
And so everybody who has to, anybody who has to come up there and find you or try to bring you down from up there, trying to keep everybody safe. So,
yeah.
Yeah, good deal.
All righty. Henderson County officials are warning residents about another scam.
Oh, great.
Yeah. They've got reports that folks are getting phone calls from individuals who say they are representatives from the Henderson County Tax Office.
Oh, wonderful.
And they say, just FYI, no one from the tax office will ever call unsolicited, demanding money, or asking for any kind of information on you.
Yeah.
So, again, don't provide any personal or financial information. Hang up. Report the incident to the tax office if it's a tax call you get.
Yeah.
And they say that you can actually report it to local law enforcement and the Federal Trade Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, mine always come in the mail.
They will.
Yeah. Mine always come in the mail. They let me know they're really pretty diligent about that. They'll send it to you in the mail way ahead of time.
Yeah. And then put out little reminders taxes are due.
Yeah. And then you get little reminders along the way.
Yeah. So, but
they don't
gonna call.
They don't call.
Especially demanding money. And sometimes they take like a threatening posture on the phone with you. So make sure if you've got older parents or folks that, you know, might feel more threatened by that than others, just make sure that they know
for sure
that something like that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the blue alert on your phone?
I sure did.
I got one several times.
Yeah.
And it happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
And on my phone, just did the emergency alert thing.
Yeah.
And it said blue alert. And that was, for me, I can't remember getting one of those
before.
No, I've
never got one. Mm-mm.
And I didn't know, you know, I know we got the amber alert. Then you got the silver alert.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize a blue alert existed.
Yeah.
But what happened, tragically, a police officer in Greensboro, he wasn't on duty, if I remember correctly.
Right.
He was off duty.
Mm-hmm.
He was at a Sheetz gas station, convenience store. There were three guys that came in, going to rob the store. He stepped in to stop it.
Yeah.
They shot him.
Yeah.
And he died from the wounds.
Yeah.
And the blue alert was sent out in light of an officer-involved incident.
Yeah.
An attack.
Yep.
On law enforcement. And the subjects did flee. They were armed. They were considered dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the blue alert was.
Yeah.
It's issued at the request of law enforcement through North Carolina's Center for Missing People.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad they caught them.
They got all three.
They got all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
But, you know, that's a tragic story, you know, the fact that, you know, and, you know, our law enforcement, you know, you don't ever take off the badge.
Yeah.
I mean, it may lay it down on the counter at night, on the dresser to go to sleep, or during the day when they do sleep, but you don't take the badge off.
No.
And so they're duty bound. to protect and to serve, just like any time, day or night, and to have the character and the integrity to try to intervene. You know, obviously, probably not with everything he would normally be on. Have on, whether it be his vest or anything like that during, because he was off duty. But so again, our prayers go out to that family there in Greensboro. And to the police department there as well. But I also saw a great breaking story this morning that the family of the officer, the sheriff's deputy that was wounded in the head back in October there in, down in Oconee, and it was it was Oconee County, I think. That he's been in rehab. He said his first words over the weekend, after being in rehab, and
because initially they didn't think he was going to make it.
They didn't think he would survive, and they were really encouraged. He's been in a they've been in an induced coma because they're trying to get him to to work through therapy and healing. Anyway, long story short, he apparently his wife was in there. They felt that he she was holding his hand, thought he was cold. And so they had a fan blowing on him, and so they she just reached over and turned the fan off, and just in an, however long the time was, but it wasn't very few seconds. He turned. He didn't turn. He just kind of. They heard the words, the fan. They heard the words, the fan, and so they turned to him and asked him, "Do you want the fan back on?" He said, turned the fan and shook his head.
Oh, wow.
So there in itself,
cognitive, here,
know, it's coming. It's coming. And it's just a miracle of God.
It really is.
That that he has gotten this far. And so the, his wife was really thanking everybody for prayers so far for what happened last year and for the new year coming. So, we give God the glory for that. And, you know, it's a... just doing his job, traffic stop. And, you know, something like that happened. So,
you said it. They never take off the badge.
No,
and
never.
So praying for the family there in down Greensboro, that area. And also praying for many families that are bereaved. And Preacher Morgan. God bless his memory. Alan Morgan passed away. And private services for his family. They're having private services that'll be coming up Thursday, and of course Miss Sandra Norton, from a member of Anchor, she passed away over the weekend, and her services will be Thursday, and many others. I know the obituaries this morning. Many families, and we're praying for all of you. God bless you.
Just that, you know, right at the end of the year, though, it just normally, you know, we try to do everything that we can to get all the ones that are sent to us and announce those details. Is we do that as an honor. We'd love to do that for you, for the families. But, you know, it just kind of, when I walked in this morning and I began to compile that list, and I was thinking, you know, my, oh my, I mean, we're talking about just in a span of just what we received here. It was our it was 15 minutes. It was over 15 minutes this morning. But again, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that are bereaved this time of year. Some ending a new year, having to ending a year, having to deal with the loss of the loved one, but also beginning a new year. And so, and couldn't help but think, couldn't help but notice the ages in those we're talking some in their late 80s, early 90s that had. You know, had passed off the scene and gone on to be with the Lord. And that generation's leaving here. I've often said that was probably the greatest generation that ever lived in the history of our country. Since the beginning, we had great patriots in the beginning, but that generation that saw us through it, you know, they're leaving here.
They are.
So, again, our prayers are for you today.
Definitely are.
Yeah.
And I know others that are... are sick. There seems to just be it's a crazy time. God bless those in the medical field. They're talking just even trying to get in urgent care. Sometimes you can't even walk in. You're having to get appointments at urgent care just because they're so overwhelmed.
Right.
But I know that a gentleman, precious gentleman, had to be admitted to Transylvania, and I'm thankful he's doing some better. But this was public, so I if it's Facebook posted, I'm mm-hmm. guessing it's okay that we mention it. But Pastor Steve Griffith of it's in Cowpens.
It's down in Cowpens. Yeah,
the church is in Cowpens,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to come up here and. Yeah. It's and get the church name. Here we go. Mountain View.
Okay.
I should know that. Brother Steve Griffith, the pastor there at Mountain View in Cowpens, in the hospital since last Wednesday
mm-hmm.
with type A flu and now has a viral pneumonia.
Oh, my.
And having a, they're right now working to try to get him to be able to maintain
yeah.
his oxygen level where it needs
right.
to be.
Right.
So please remember Pastor Steve Griffith.
Yeah,
again, it was
do.
Posted and it was also sent to our staff, so mm-hmm. I've got that. But and others, please remember that are battling whatever kind of illness. There's so much going on now. Just, I guess, if you're sick, stay home.
Right.
You know, if you've got the fever and that, and get tested early. It might get you better a little bit quicker
mm-hmm.
if you can get either the
Tamiflu yep.
or the Paxlovid, if
yep.
you can tolerate it, if you get COVID, and COVID is raging
yeah,
again.
Yeah, it's there again. Yeah, it's only got three letters this time, and I can't remember what they are, but it's got a number and two letters. But
I
anyhow,
gave up trying to keep up with what variant.
I'm not trying to, yeah, I can't keep
crazy.
Up with it anymore.
Yeah, because there's sometimes two and three going, but
yeah.
just be careful and good hand washing and, you know,
yeah.
all the things that we know to do.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's see. We'll go ahead if you want
yeah.
and jump in. Swap Shop, 828-884-9427. And I have one that came in. I'll grab from email.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Let me
and
jump
we'll,
up here real quick.
Yeah,
I had
I'll get to that page as well.
We got, again, that number. If you need to call us for a Swap Shop item, 884, as usual, 884-9427. Or you can go to our website, and I've got it pulled up right here where you can just go straight to the Swap Shop tab, and then you can go right to submit a new ad, and you can put your information in right there, and we'll be happy to announce that for you. Or if you got something in the next, we'll say, 7-8 minutes, you can text it to me right now, 577-1296. I've got the iPad right in front of me. We'll announce it for you today, okay?
Yeah. And just kind of follow up, clear up our text line. 1098 said the parkway was closed on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Miss Karen said, if we're looking at elevations in the area again here in Pisgah Forest, we're 2,100 feet up in Lake Toxway, which is some of the higher
yeah.
Locations in Transylvania County. They're at 2,979
yeah.
officially.
Yeah. Okie dokie. All right, well, here is one that came in this morning. Here is a double-breasted red wool Pendleton coat, size 8 for $50, 891-1603, 891-1603.
Here's some mixed puppies. Multiple colors are available. They're a small size breed, but again, it's mixed. Very sweet little dogs, $50 rehoming fee. 556-0780, 556-0780.
And here's a one-year-old male, intact AKC, registered German short-haired pointer. He's liver, roan, and ticked in color. He is currently an outside dog and would recommend he stay one because he's true to his breed. He's very active and needs a place to where he can run. He's good with animals and kids and would make a great hunting dog. Needing to rehome him because they don't have the space for him to run free. They're asking a rehoming fee of $800 or best offer. They paid $1,200. Located in Pisgah Forest, and you can text at 828-384-4361 or 447-2627. Again, text 384-4361 or 447-2627.
Here's some chainsaws for sale. They've got a 361 steel for $600, a 250 steel for $300, and two 562 XP Husqvarnas, $600 each. They say that all of them have been serviced. They'll consider offers. 551-6060, 551-6060.
A missionary family on deputation is looking to buy a camper trailer. 678-356-9349. 678-356-9349.
A big stand-up upright doghouse base. It's in good shape. They played it recently. It does not have a case. They're asking $500. 734-5130. 734-5130.
And a mixed hound dog. He's tan and white, 23 weeks old, up to date on all its shots, a very sweet-natured dog. Call for more information at 904-400-4308, 904-400-4308.
And that's our items for today. Want to send out a happy 53rd wedding anniversary wish to Eddie and Joy Lale.
Happy anniversary.
God bless y'all.
God bless you folks.
And then happy birthday wishes going out to Katina Smathers.
Happy birthday.
And Miss Sarah Pridmore.
All right. Happy birthday.
Yeah. And I'm going to go out on a limb that Miss Sarah's four. That's okay. Going to be my guess.
Pretty cool. Okay.
It's in that neighborhood.
In that neighborhood.
Time flies, and I'm horrible with that, but she's a sweetheart. So God bless you, Miss Sarah, and also Katina. Hope you'll have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Miss Charity Gilbert, I say, little girl in our church. She was almost a New Year's baby, had a birthday. So belated birthday wishes to Charity Gilbert. She turned, I had it on my tongue. I forgot it. Anyway, she had a birthday on Sunday. She was almost a New Year's baby. But I was thinking about the reason I saw that was because I think the newest baby in our area was born at Mission only 16 seconds into the new year.
Oh, wow.
So, just barely got into the new year for, they're the ones that got the big prize.
Do they still give the thing?
Yeah,
oh,
they still
good.
Do that. So, as far as, they got the prize and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Wanted to give a quick shout out for some meetings that are coming up. And I'll let you start, and I'll catch up with you there.
Okay. Well, let me catch this one up. I got a Facebook notification. The doghouse base sold.
Ah,
all right.
That's a good thing.
All right, and they say they really appreciate us announcing that for them. So we certainly glad we're able to do that for you. Congratulations on getting that sold. Okay. What do you want me to do?
You want to start with
Let me do with this one here. This started on Sunday, and it's the Winter Jubilee at the Hempfel Baptist Church at 1829 Hempfel Road in Waynesville. And it's going on this week through Friday. And tonight, Dr. Bradley Boone will be preaching with the North Hazelwood Choir singing. Tomorrow night, January 3rd, Dr. Scott Dotson Jr. will be preaching with the Dotson family singing. On Thursday, January 4th, Pastor Ronald Roberts preaching with Andrew and Mary Beth Jones singing. And then on Friday, January 5th, Dr. Ricky Gravely and Pastor Keith Watkins will be preaching along with the Pleasant Hill Baptist Youth Choir singing. Again, the church is located 1829 Hempfel Road in Waynesville, North Carolina.
Progress Baptist Church invites you to their New Year's Jubilee running January 7th through the 10th. This coming Sunday, services at 10 a.m. and 12 noon, and then Monday through Wednesday, they'll have services at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Preachers include Brother Larry Raines, Brian McBride, Mark Stroud, and Tony Finney. Progress Baptist Church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville. Pastor Doug Raines and the good folks there invite you to come out and be with them.
Amen. All right. Good deal.
And then we also have a winter revival at Love Valley Baptist Church down in Kings Mountain. That's going to be January the 8th through the 11th. Services every night at 7. They've got Pastor Chad Watson, David Young, Barry Rackley, and Jeff Brown. And then special music by the Lancaster family, Pastor Josh Montgomery, the Love Valley Adult Choir, and the Love Valley Ensemble. And you'll find the Love Valley Baptist Church off of Bethlehem Road in Kings Mountain. And if you need more information, you can give them a call at 704-730-0075. Host Pastor Barry Philbeck and the folks there at Love Valley welcome you to join them.
All right, very good.
I think that's
all of our items for today.
Yeah, and in the meeting there at Hemp Hill Baptist Church, I think if I remember correctly, Andrew and Mary Beth Jones are going to be there toward the end
Thursday,
of the week.
Thursday night.
And we started with a song by them, so how about we go out with
good.
A song by Andrew and Mary Beth Jones. God bless you folks. Have a great afternoon.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
shed on Calvary. No one else could do what he's done for me. Whose blood could take a wicked heart and make it white as snow? Whose love could take a ruined life and make it pure and whole? There is only one man who can set a sinner free. No one else could do what he's done for me. No one else could take the burdens from me. No one else could melt this heart of stone. It took Jesus and the blood he shed.